You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
We do welcome in Chelsea. Also date Kate from 417 Pedal Tours, downtown Springfield, and Papo's Pizza. You can book your pedal tour for any event coming up, even in the winter months, because you get some cool months, and then some people just like to drink when it's cold outside.
Mm. The winter tours are sometimes more fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. It's an adventure. Yeah. Also, Katie from Russia, we welcome in. And the reason I bring up Katie from Russia is this. And I'm just going to recap for if you're kind of new to the show or if you've listened to Fotch and Friends for a while. Ginge got married to Tater Tot.
Yes.
He met Tater Tot on this show.
I see where this is going already.
Chelsea has already been married, almost coming up on three years.
Next
so
month.
Early congratulations on that. Date Kate, you met Johnny Joplin on the show. You are happily in a relationship with him.
Yeah.
I have met my girlfriend. I'm with my girlfriend and the last single person on this show. Aww. You know, we have Huey that comes in. He's obviously he's married to his lovely wife. But now we have Katie from Russia that we just, you know, and a lot of people are like, well, you pick on her. You do. How is she going to? We're trying. We truly are trying.
No, you're doing the opposite of trying to help.
Actually,
you're trying to make it worse.
We have introduced you to a couple guys here, like, in the studio, like, live on air, and you weren't into it. Kate has tried to set you up. That didn't work. Mm-hmm. So we have been trying. Right?
Yeah, so what's the question here? What's wrong with me?
So no.
No. You're perfect.
Stop. This is coming from a loving spot.
That's why
I'm bringing this up.
Yeah.
So we're trying to help you find love on the show. And I'm not going to be involved in any of this. We're going to turn to Chelsea and Date Kate for their advice. And maybe it's advice that they've already given you before. And then maybe you just need to hear it out loud. And maybe we just need to say it to all of the 417.
Okay.
Maybe if we just say it out loud, we put it out there into the universe. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, manifest the energy.
I love that.
Well, I will say, Katie, if you actually do really like someone, like actually not talk to them and not run away, and act like you're interested as well instead of being like, ew. Because sometimes that's a turnoff for guys because they think you're not into them.
We're not compatible in general, so okay.
Okay. Oh.
I think that was a really good point, Chelsea.
Well, okay.
And you notice how I'm not putting in any advice. That's why coming from a loving place.
Yeah.
Just
advice is to broaden your horizons.
Mm.
Can't have such strict regulations on men. And
what do you mean like that? Can you clarify a little?
Katie has a very certain type that she likes, and I think she needs to get out of that box a little bit. And maybe...
Do you know the type, Katie?
I do.
Katie, do you know the type? Do you know the type that you're looking
for? The type she tells me I know, anyway.
Yeah. Type changes depending on who I meet.
Okay.
Now I'm even more confused.
What is it right now that, like, ideally...
Right now, it's nothing, because I'm just trying to get rich at this point.
Okay, that's fine, but, like, what if... Like, what was it last week?
I think it was still blonde and tall.
Yeah.
And funny, and somebody who can match my energy, and somebody... I think I want to date somebody Russian now. I think I've decided on that.
Well, Russians, so that only makes the type smaller.
That is extremely small.
I mean, I don't even know if anyone in Springfield fits that.
There are a lot of Russian people in Springfield, Chelsea.
Really?
A lot. Yeah.
Like hockey players and like...
No, not only.
Okay.
There is a Russian church here. There is a Russian community
here. Why don't
you
go there?
I go there.
Oh. Okay. And no one...
Anything there?
No, nothing has happened because people are in a different age.
Oh, okay. So that's also a stipulation I think you need to... expand.
Well, I can't date somebody 60 year old.
Why not?
John said you wanted to get rich.
Yeah, and maybe like expand the when they're born.
You guys, I think we should just give up.
Oh gosh, like their zodiac sign.
Yeah, I think she needs to expand out of that. I understand that's important, but
I'm not giving up that zodiac sign thing.
What about, can I ask you this, because I've heard this from Date Kate as well, because you guys go out and you have some drinks and you talk about things that, you know, some of us don't even know, like what you're talking about. So what about this? What about the age range?
Oh, yeah.
Where are we at on that? It was 25 to 27. It was 23 to 25.
It's, yeah.
Where are we at today?
So I think it's still under 30 for sure. So 20.
Okay.
526 to 29 max.
Okay, and they and the body type is they've got to have muscles, right?
Well,
are you
just tall, please? Because I'm a tall woman.
Okay, because they can be tall
guys
and large.
Been over this, yeah. That you know.
So, okay, so a tall guy under the age of 30.
Yeah.
Russian.
do they still have to be blonde?
So far you haven't taken anyone's advice.
Yeah, no.
Chelsea was
just
be
spoke
nice
to the air.
Yeah. And Dave Kate said expand your horizon.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you for getting
that
advice.
We love you.
Thank you.
We just want you to find that perfect guy. It's cuffing season, and I just want you to have someone to cuddle with on a warm or a cold winter's night by the fire, you know?
Yeah.
No.
No?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we tried.
Yep.
I choose money.
Successful.
You choose what?
I choose money.
Okay. But you can, well, I can get money. And then
I'm no longer looking for love, you guys. I give up.
There's websites for that.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
OnlyFans, Katie.